Well, what you're listening to now is Toccata by Vidor, performed, of course, on the organ. It's this piece that prompted our next guest to sit down and try to master the multiple keyboards, foot pedals, and stop knobs. And guess what? Well, it has paid off for Rachel Mon. This afternoon, she competes in the National Organ Competition at St. Andrew's Presbyterian here in Ottawa. It's part of a convention in town known as Orgel Fest 2013. And Rachel is in studio with me now. Hi there.
Hello.
Orgel Fest. That's a strange name for a competition, isn't it? What was it about that piece we were just listening to, Toccata by Vidor, that attracted you to playing the organ?
It just sounds so powerful and exciting, and I thought, hey, I wanna be able to play this, so I started taking lessons.
Where were you when you first heard it?
In my house. Just listening on the internet, I think.
On the internet?
Yeah.
So was this something that somebody introduced to you? Are your parents big into organ
My
music?
Parents are both musicians, and I grew up singing in church choirs, so I was always around an organ, and then it didn't occur to me to start playing until I really advanced in piano, and then I was listening to this piece, and I thought, oh, maybe I'll take some organ lessons. I didn't know that it would kind of take over my life, though.
And it has taken over your life?
Yeah.
In what way?
Well, I just finished my bachelor's degree at U of T in organ performance, and I'm a full-time organist.
Wow. Where at? Where do you play the organ?
I'm the principal organist at Timothy Eaton Memorial Church in Toronto, but actually in 2 weeks I'm moving to England to be organ scholar at Truro Cathedral.
That is exciting. Truro is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yes. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
When you were making that switch from piano to organ, was there anything that surprised you about the technique, or was there something that was quite difficult?
Yeah, organ is really, even though the keyboard looks the same, it's a completely different instrument. There's no sustaining pedal, so playing legato is, it's just different. There's a lot of, it's different technique, finger substitution, and once I started getting into organ, piano just kind of, I don't play really anymore, unfortunately. But yeah, it's very different.
I understand you have to wear special, well, most organ players wear special shoes. Oh, you brought some in.
I brought them.
Can you describe them to our radio audience?
They are very much like ballroom dancing shoes. They have a specific heel height and they're made out of leather. So they're very thin, and that way not only do they slide on the pedal board, but you can feel very easily the keys. So you're not just playing blindly, but you're using your sense of touch as well.
Is it true, though, that you're a little bit of a rebel and you wear stilettos when you play the organ? I heard this, I think.
Yes, I do. Not when I'm playing solo works, but when I'm playing with my good friend Sarah Svensson, we're called Organized Crime Duo, and we like to play in glittery stilettos and various other costumes, and we have fun on the organ.
You're bringing sexy back to the organ.
That's right.
Do you ever play any modern classics on the organ? I'd quite like to hear that.
Yeah, well, Organized Crime, we play a lot of fun stuff on the organ, movie themes, and, you know, it's much more geared towards the popular audience.
Has anyone ever asked you, I mean, you're a young woman, and maybe there's this feeling that the organ is kind of an instrument of the past, and, you know, why you would be attracted to it?
That's like asking, why would anyone be attracted to, you know, the violin? It's also an instrument from the
sure.
past, but organ is, I mean, it's an awesome instrument. There's constantly new innovations with the organ. So,
like what?
New technologies. You know, for instance, sequencers. Those are fairly new, and we don't really have them in Canada. This is one of the toe studs that moves from one set of registrations to another, which are the different sounds. And rather than having to press different buttons, you just press the same one over and over, which makes it much easier for the organist. Things like that are constantly happening.
So when you were in this competition today, how did you practice? I guess it helps when you are a resident organ player somewhere, because you always have one to practice on. But I'm assuming most people don't have an organ in their home to practice on.
No, most people don't. Most of the organists in the competition, I think, have their own churches where they've been preparing. Mm-hmm. And then here in Ottawa, we each of the competitors gets a set amount of time on the competition organ and then additional time on various other organs in the city.
What are you going to play today?
I can't tell you because...
You'd have to kill us?
I'd have to kill you. It's a, the jury actually doesn't know who's playing at what moment. It's just competitor one, two, and three, and then they make their decision. So they find out after.
Oh, so you don't even have your name attached to it. So there's no kind of previous reputation saying, here comes Rachel.
Yeah.
Oh.
But the audience can see me.
That's fantastic.
It's just the jury doesn't.
What do you say for actors? We say break a leg. Is there an organist's equivalent of good luck?
Break a finger? I don't know.
I don't wish you that, quite literally. But good luck today with all sincerity. And what a neat opportunity to go and play in Truro as well. So have fun.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much, Rachel, for coming in. That's Rachel Mon. She competes later today in the National Organ Playing Competition. That's at 1:30 p.m. at St. Andrew's Presbyterian here in Ottawa near Kent and Wellington. And it is open to the public. So go and see Rachel with her fancy shoes. It's part of Orgel Fest 2013.